Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this milestone episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast, it is episode number 20, we're going to be looking at a special song, three different versions of that song. We've done that before. Kind of a fun time for me to look at the evolution of a particular song. But the song is Down, which was written around 1998, 99 or so, and then first appeared on 2002's Grace album, sung by my wife, Cheryl Simpson. A little bit later, it then appeared on Before the Great Divide album, which came out in 2006 and then in a remastered form in 2015. That version was sung by my oldest daughter, Megan Simpson, from Great Divide, Before the Great Divide. Most recent version, not especially recent, but 2008 recent, was on the Nothing New album, and that one is a very different version sung by myself. So we will listen to all three of those, but we're going to start with that original version sung by my wife, Cheryl. So we'll begin with 2002's Down from the Grace EP.
Thank you. All the leaves are falling down again. Don't you believe in the empty sound of wind? You know you'll come around again. 'Cause I know you'll come around, around again. Let me know if you hear me. Give me some kind of sign. 'Cause I gotta know if you're still breathing.
So that was 2002's version of Down, as sung by my wife, Cheryl. I mentioned earlier that the song was written in the late 90s. I think I may have said 98 or 99, but it was actually a little earlier than that. It was more like 97, because I do recall specifically where we were living and the inspiration for the song. The song, of course, and we'll get into the lyrics here in a moment, the song is about, frankly, it's about depression. We had moved to Spearfish, South Dakota from York, Nebraska in 96, and we're living kind of on our own. We had two young daughters, and we were both working hard, and we had left a community of people that we knew really well. We were getting to know a new community, but we were both working really hard, and we had young kids, and so as is quite often the case, we both were struggling a bit with depression. I think Cheryl maybe a little more than myself. She was pretty fresh. Our youngest, Laurel, was very young, and Cheryl had struggled with a little bit of depression after her birth, a little postpartum depression. And so it was a challenge. We felt isolated. We felt the real loss of having lost a community that we'd been a part of for quite a number of years, and moved away also from family. We had moved away from my parents, and so we were all kind of feeling all on our own. And it wasn't a horrible time, but it was a time that was filled with enough depression that I needed to write about it. And I think that brings us to the song, and we'll take a look at the lyrics, because the song has a particular, I think, particular purpose, particular utility, maybe. So we'll go ahead and take a look at the lyrics, and then in a little bit we'll listen to two other versions of that song as well. So, Down. Autumn's come around again, and the world is turning brown, brown. Something's fallen from the highest limb. All her friends, they say, and she don't come around anymore. So, you know, autumn is that time when we begin to become aware of loss. Leaves turning brown, leaves falling, things beginning to die. The summer is over. The greenness of life and of the world is slowly fading, and we haven't hit winter yet. But we're in a time when we become aware of that, and so it seemed to be particularly good metaphor for depression, for waking up one day and realizing, wow, you know, things are getting a little dark. Things are shifting in a way that I'm not sure I'm comfortable with. But I think that brings us maybe to the as I said, the utility of the song, that that these seasons are cyclical. They are seasons. They come around, and it's not wholly unexpected that a season will come when things are less than what I had hoped they would be. But then there's another season behind that. So in the in this first verse, something's fallen from the highest limb. All her friends, they say, she don't come around anymore. I think I was thinking about our friends back in Nebraska, and the absence we were feeling. And as I said, we were getting to know new friends, but right at the very beginning of that. And so everything feels different. The next verse, there's a sidewalk running past her gate and a welcome sign on her front door. But they're just throwbacks to another time, another place. No one knows her. No one knows her anymore. So we moved into this really cute little house, and we had moved from a house that we loved dearly, a big old clapboard house in York, Nebraska. We moved into another house that was similar in age, similar in style, but much smaller in Spearfish, and we were just renting. But of course, we brought along with us all the little knickknacks and odds and ends that we had in York, Nebraska. And so we had this little welcome sign hung up, one that I remembered on our other house. Now we brought it with us and hung it on this house, and it seemed to mean something different. You know, certainly there's welcome there, but, you know, who do we know that we're welcoming? Are we really welcoming anybody? Is there anybody who's coming over? Where we lived before, people were constantly at our house. And so now we're wondering, is that ever going to come back? That brings us to the chorus. Let me know if you hear me. Give me some kind of sign. Because I've got to know if you're still breathing. You've been down such a long, long time. So I was thinking about a drowning victim, someone who goes underwater, and you're wondering, are they having trouble down there? Are they going to come back, pop right back up here in a little bit? Do I need to wait just a little bit longer? Should I wait a little bit longer? Should I dive in? What should I do? Should I call somebody? What are they about to come back up? You know, and I think depression can be that way. Someone you know, and they change a little bit, and they seem down, and you're not sure when you should act, when you should jump in, when you should say, "Hey, are you okay?" Or is even bringing that up going to make it worse? And then beyond that, even if you know the depression is setting in, when do you know it's right to? You know, to go take action, to go see the doctor, to go check on counseling, to go, you know, figure out what the next step needs to be. And sometimes it's just a matter of wondering, is it now? How long is too long? How long until they stop breathing down there? We get into the next verse. And the world is like an ocean, kind of carrying on that drowning metaphor. You never know how deep till it's too late. The more you struggle. And every rise makes you hesitate. So, and I think actually originally in this version of the song, the third line in that verse was, the more you struggle, the more you lose. Later I changed it to, the more you struggle, the more you struggle. I think understanding that the world is a deep place, that it's quite often a dark place, and you can get lost there. You realize that when you move, when you make a big move, a big change. You also realize that struggling isn't always helpful. Struggling and fighting against it and thrashing around, you know, just like a drowning victim, that doesn't help you breathe. Sometimes it even endangers the other people who are around you that are trying to help you. So the more you struggle, the more you struggle. And every rise makes you hesitate. I was thinking about the waves on the surface of the ocean, and you come up to a rise and you see over, but then you go back down. You go back down into that trough. So, and we get back into the chorus then. But autumn's come around again. All the leaves are falling down again. Oh, don't you believe in the empty sound of wind? No, you know you'll come around again. I know you'll come around again. So in this verse, we recognize that cyclical nature, that that just because it feels really low right now doesn't mean it's going to stay there. We finish off with a chorus. Just let me know if you hear me. Give me some kind of sign, because I got to know if you're still breathing. You've been down such a long, long time. Give me a sign, because I've got to know if you're still breathing. You've been down such a long, long time. So the interesting thing about this version of the song is it was incredibly upbeat. If you know, it's almost a jangly, poppy, country kind of upbeat. Some friends that we actually made in Spearfish, my wife kind of sang, we performed a few times, and she sang this out in public. We had a little album release when it came out. And they sang along with her, and it was a upbeat, which always felt a little ironic to me. It's a song about depression, but it's upbeat. But at the same time, it's a song about depression that's pointing toward, but there's better stuff around the corner. There's another season that's coming. It's not always going to feel like this. But anyway, it was a fun version. It was an upbeat version. Loved my wife's vocals on it and the harmonies. And in that version, she does all the harmonies and the vocals and everything. Little mixture of electric guitar and acoustic, and some harmonica in there. A lot of jangly percussion and tambourine and all of that. So anyway, so that's the first version of Down, and that came from 2002's Grace EP, which is available out there for streaming. This next version came out in 2005 on the Before the Great Divide album. I think it came out then because, once again, we were in a transition time. We were moving from having been at working at a camp in New Mexico, which suddenly and painfully ended, and we were looking at having to do another move, having to change again. And so that's probably why the song became important again. This time around, though, my daughter, my oldest daughter, Megan, sang it. We did this album, and I wanted to have both my daughters sing at some point on this kind of a family album. So this is the one she did, but it's a very different arrangement, and so we'll give a listen to that and then talk just a little bit on the other side.
Autumn's come around again. All the leaves are turning brown, brown. Something's falling from the highest limb, and all her friends say no, she don't come around anymore. There's a sidewalk run.
past her gate, and a welcome sign on her front door. But they're just throwbacks to another time, another place, and I don't know her. I don't know her anymore. Let me know if you hear me. Give me some kind of sign. 'Cause I gotta know if you're still breathing. Been down such a long, long
So that was Down from Before the Great Divide, recorded in 2005 and released on Before the Great Divide at that time, remastered in 2015. So the album it's actually on and available on now is called Circuitous and Before the Great Divide Remasters. And that was my daughter Megan, my oldest daughter Megan, singing that at age 16. At the time. She's a terrific singer now and was a terrific singer at the time. This very different style, very different approach. I think the strength of the song, of the original song, with a little more life experience, had begun to sink in, which slowed the song down a little bit. This version was a lot slower and also a lot more dramatic, a lot of building, not nearly as poppy, and not poppy at all, actually. And actually aspired to a lot more than I was actually able to do in the studio at the time. My equipment was good, but I did, I pushed it about as far as I could push it. I think I had about six tracks to be able to work with. I was using a digital recorder. So I had to be pretty creative with some of the things I wanted to build toward at the end. It began simply with a classical nylon string, six string, and then built toward kind of a pretty major pull out all the stops as much as you can, almost orchestral production at the end. My wife, Cheryl, still involved in that project, sang the harmonies behind Megan on that one. And so, like I said, at that time, we were about to have to move again. We were living in Canyon, Texas at the time, just after the end of a job that really was, we thought we'd be at for the rest of our lives, and not of our own choosing. So once again, struggling with that depression, but recognizing, you know, this is a season. There's another season after this. We don't know what that will look like, but we know it won't be the same as this. And so it was also encouraging to have my daughters both work on this project and Megan to sing this. When I wrote the song, she was just a little tiny one. At this point, she was 16. She had seen enough difficulty, both her own and ours as a family, to be able to, I think, take on a song like that and to really feel it to her bones. So that was Down from Circuitous and Before the Great Divide remasters from 2015. This last version that we'll listen to comes from Nothing New. And as I've talked about before, that new is K-N-E-W, Nothing New. That's the album. This album came out in 2008. And in this one, I performed Down for the first time in as a recording. I've talked about this before. I had a small closet studio. We were once again on the move, this time in Grand Junction, Colorado, when I recorded this. In between times, trying to get back to Spearfish, where we live now. And that was once again a very hard year. I was there, my wife and our youngest daughter, Laurel. Megan was actually at college that year. And so I put together this album, which was really a minimalist. And in a way, if you took all of my best songs or what I thought were my best songs at the time and slow them down to really half speed, that's kind of what I was doing. I was trying to see how much meaning for myself and for anyone else I could wring out of these songs. And so that's kind of what this version of the song represents. So we'll listen to Down, performed by me on the vocals, from 2008's Nothing New.
All leaves are turning brown, brown, brown. Something's fallen from the highest limb. All her friends, they say, no, no, she don't come around here anymore. There's a sidewalk running past her gate. A welcome sign on her front door. Oh, but they're just throwbacks to another place, another time, yeah. I don't even know her anymore. Let me know if you hear me. Just give me some kind of sign. I gotta know if you're still breathing. You've been down such a long, long time. Been down for such a long, long time. The world is like an ocean. You never know how deep till it's far too late. And the more you struggle, the more you struggle, yeah. Even every rise causes you to hesitate. See autumn's come around again. All the leaves, they're turning brown. They're coming down again, yeah. Don't you believe in the empty sound of wind? No, no, don't you believe it. Cause I know you'll come around again, around. Just like autumn, I know you're gonna come around, around again. So let me know if you hear me. Just give me some kind of sign. Cause I gotta know if you're still breathing. You've been down such a long, long time. Yeah, yeah, just give me some kind of sign. You've been down such a long, long time. Give me some kind of sign. Cause I know you'll come around, around again.
just an acoustic guitar, steel string this time, and vocals. You could probably call it a live recording done in my little closet, slowed down to half speed, attempting to wring every bit of understanding, wisdom, empathy out of the song that I could. It was a difficult year for all of us. It was a good year as well. I guess the thing that I realized as I sat down to look at this song and these three different versions, sometimes a really good song, as I said, is utilitarian. It's something you got to pull out every once in a while. And maybe when you pull it out, it'll mean something different this time because of what's happened or what's happening or what's about to happen. And as an artist, songwriter, of course, the song gets written once, but really the song gets rewritten every time it takes on new meaning, every time it takes on a new cadence, a new style, a new tone, and it has a different meaning, even though the words don't change, if the chord progression doesn't change, you've changed. Life has changed. And the song needs to do something a little bit different for you this time around. So there you have it. Down. A song that's seen us all the way through. Written way back in 97. I'm still performing that. Live when I have a chance, whenever I get to play live. Thank you so much for joining us here at Dancing Moon Songcast. You can find all of my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And I'm especially pleased to have made it through 20 solid episodes. I appreciate you as you follow us. We do have a brand new episode coming out every Friday. As long as I can continue that, I don't know, I'm getting something from it. I hope you are too. So until next time, be well.